This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you so much for joining me here for yet another hour and another edition of Auto World. Many of you may not believe this, but we have been on the air with this very same program since 1992. That's right. We started out kind of all over the place and then settled in this time slot in June of 1995. So we've been doing this quite some time. Of course, along the way, Auto World has expanded. And I've done a whole slew of other additional automotive radio programs for 10 years. The radio host for Motor Trend also did a classic car show for the Hagerty Insurance folks called Inside Classic Cars. Also did a show called Motor News Weekly for a while, and I did a show called Deals on Wheels. So I am your automotive radio car guy, and it is an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week. If it's your first time joining us, we welcome you with open arms. If you are a regular listener, we thank you so very, very much for being with us. Telephone-wise, you're free to communicate with us at our toll-free number. Patrick is at the helm. He's got the big wheel of the ship in his hands, and he is going to be answering your telephone calls at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the digital means, as we have become a internet and text society, if you prefer emailing, and many people do, you can email me at bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Just to mix things up a little bit here, I've done this for a while. We're going to throw a trivia question right off the bat. And the trivia question is about Lamborghini. We all think of Lamborghinis as being a super exotic car, and that it is. But Federico Lamborghini, before he made cars, he made something else. What did Mr. Lamborghini make before he made exotic cars? I'll tell you a quick funny story here. Enzo Ferrari was quite an interesting character. Let's put it that way. I've been told many stories by lots of interesting people, including racer Bob Bondurant, who raced for him. Some of them I can tell you on air. Some you'll have to meet me under a bridge someplace, and I can tell you the rest. But nevertheless, like I say, tempestuous, just a grouchy guy, just kind of a wheeler dealer. Of course, you know, Ford, when racing at Le Mans, Henry Ford the second wanted to buy Ferrari. They kind of were led down the primrose path, and then Enzo said, no way. So that's when Ford went racing, and of course now they've returned to racing here. But those were the glory years in the 60s when the Ford GT40 swept Le Mans 1-2-3. But that was just because Enzo turned down Henry Ford to sell him the company. So back to Lamborghini. What happened, Federico Lamborghini called up Ferrari and said, Enzo, I really like your car, but I don't like your transmission at all. And so Enzo said, you don't like it? Build your own car. And so that's what he did. So that's the kind of guy he was. So if you would like to call up and answer the question, what did Lamborghini, Federico Lamborghini, what did he manufacture before manufacturing vehicles? sports cars, exotic cars, super exotic cars, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. We've got a prize awaiting for you from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy is getting it wrapped up as we speak right now. He's already putting it in the box. He just needs to put your name on it, so give us a call. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a great friend. We have done short visits with him, and we have now expanded him into a full hour visit. And we're going to be joined by Motorman. That's right. The host of the television show Motorman is going to be with us to share some exciting news as they have gone over a big plateau on the YouTube side of the fence, and we're going to be talking about lots of cool cars, so that's all straight ahead in this hour of the broadcast. And again, a reminder quickly here on the trivia question, what did Lamborghini manufacture before they manufactured cars? They manufactured something else. Let's go out to the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, and bring forth a man who is a multi-talented individual. This gentleman, he's done it all. He's done computer work. He's done stand-up comedy. And now he's knee-deep in the hoopla of television with his wonderful new show called Motorman. It's not new. It's actually been around about 5 years, but to me, it's brand new. Keeps getting better and better, and let's get the latest from Motorman himself. Hey there, Motorman. How you doing?
Bob, how the hell are you?
Not too bad. Hanging in there, my friend. But you've got some really...
I gotta tell you, I didn't know you gave me this whole great introduction and did all these wonderful things, but I had no idea you were on the radio since 1992. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Now, this show has been on the air since 1992. Yeah, we haven't missed a weekend except for, a few here and there. But the show has been on the air since 1992. So, I was a mere lad. You know, I was about 12 years old when I started all this.
Exactly.
So I understand that you have surpassed a magic number in YouTube land. You shared pictures.
I want to say very, very early January, we just went over the 100,000 subscriber mark, which was a very exciting milestone for us because, we're very excited that 100,000 people have opted in to subscribe to our channel and are now very loyal followers and watch the show every week. But what it means also, and you may have seen this picture, YouTube sends you this silver play button. So you know their logo, the play button logo that they have in red and white? Well, they send you a full silver one. And I got to tell you, Bob, it's almost as heavy as your Corvette. It's like
And I like the place. It looks very cool at YouTube Space Los Angeles. So
yes,
YouTube actually has a...
That is our headquarters. It started out, that was the first one. It's a full-on TV production studio here in Playa Vista, California. And it turns out when that was first built, that was the first one. It's about 60,000 square feet. But it's got an interesting history because it is part of what used to be the Hughes Aviation Campus where the Spruce Goose was built. And the building that we're housed in is the building that manufactures the helicopters that you see in MASH. You guys are any MASH fans.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's great.
Yeah, you'll have to come out and visit, and we'll do a radio program from there, you and I.
Yeah, no, that would be absolutely super fun. I can't wait to check it out. It looks fantastic. And for those that may not be familiar with the early days, I know you started back in 2010 on Crave Online, and then you've grown. You've got your very own app on Apple iTunes, Google Play, and I understand in the not-too-distant future you're also going to be announcing some additional goodies.
Yes, in the next 30 days, we're going to announce something. I am very, very excited about this distribution. I can't tell you about it yet, otherwise I have to kill you. But It's something totally different. And all I'm going to say is it takes us to a completely different level.
Ooh,
but you and I are going to talk about that in 30 days.
Absolutely. We'll take a pit stop.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Okay, a bunch of you folks have written in here, and you're all wrong. Lamborghini, what do they make before they made exotic cars, sports cars, a few sedans along the way? What did they make? That's the question. 855-660-4261 or Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Motorman is with us with his wonderful television show. And we're going to spend the whole hour with Motorman and talk about some of the vehicles that he's been in recently, as well as some shows. Neither one of us got to go to Geneva. That is one auto show I have never been to, Motorman. I have always heard it's a great show to go to. My colleagues at Motor Friend used to call it neutral territory, which is an interesting phrase. It didn't have the the swagger of the German Frankfurt show with the elaborate buildings and stuff, or some of the funkiness of Tokyo. But I've always heard good things about Geneva, and certainly lots of interesting vehicles coming out of there, including a couple of supercars, the replacement for the Bugatti Veyron, and speaking of a Lamborghini, a special edition Lamborghini celebrating the 100th birthday of Federico Lamborghini.
So, do would I qualify for the gift if I answer the question correctly?
You should not, but we'll see. I mean, yeah. So far,
I won't tell anybody. I won't tell anybody, but it is a fantastic story that Ferrucci and Enzo got into back and forth with their business ties together, or really sending them off in a different direction. So, yes, this is definitely a fascinating bit of history of the car world that continues to change. I don't know if you've noticed or heard the news, Bob, but Lamborghini is now under different control. Our friend Stefan Winkelmann, he is now back in Germany. He is now running Audi Quattro GmbH instead of running Lamborghini. And they have a new CEO running Lamborghini, which I thought was very interesting, because here's a guy that took Lamborghini. I don't want to say it wasn't in the dumpster. It was doing okay, but he turned it into basically a rock star company that sells every car that they could build. And I think it's a very interesting commentary that they take the guy and they drop him into a different role after turning the company into one of the darlings in the exotic car world.
That's a good point. It seems to be something that they do in the corporate world, though, George. I don't understand it, but then again, there's a lot I don't understand about the corporate world.
You know what? As you know, we discussed this many times before in our discussions both on and off radio. I was in the technology corporate world before I got into entertainment. And what I found in the corporate world, it's funny how you would think it's a meritocracy, meaning that to produce results, you go up. But in reality, that is not always the case of what I have found out.
Yeah, and here's something politically incorrect to say, but I shouldn't say this because I'm sure there are many executives out there listening to us, so I'm going to say it as politely as possible, but I have found in my dealings with some higher-up corporate folks that I guess I can't be too politically correct, or I just got to say what I'm thinking.
You and I have never been politically correct together.
So why start now? So
exactly.
I find that
why start now?
I find that most of the people in the corporate world, their elevators don't necessarily go to the top floor. We're not talking the brightest bulbs on the planet here. Matter of fact, a lot of them have. I love David E. Davis Jr., the late David E. Davis Jr., who quit at the helm of Car and Driver when it was at its peak, and because he was so frustrated with these people, and he had the great line, and this is he said to me later, many, many, many years later, like in 2020 hindsight. Since I did not have anything else lined up, it wasn't necessarily the right thing to say. But what he said to the folks that had taken over Car and Driver, a gigantic corporation, is there are more empty suits in this room than the average men's clothing store.
I think you should cheer for your audience. For the people that don't know who David E. was, and kind of give them a quick overview of who David E. was.
Yeah. David E. Davis Jr. is considered, he passed away a number of years back, but considered by most to be the dean of American automotive journalists. He was the guy that, you know, he really did a lot of things in his life. He did racing, he did advertising, sales, but he worked for Road and Track magazine. But he transformed Car and Driver into the kind of rowdy Car and Driver magazine, the wild and woolly, very successful magazine that had, you know, a whole cast of characters and Gene Jennings and Don Sherman.
Well, Automobile Magazine. That's really
absolutely
where he came into his own there and created.
He certainly did.
Believe it or not, it's a book I still read.
Yes, and I love the story too that Rupert Murdoch called his home very early in the morning, like 7 o'clock in the morning. He must have been in a different part of the world. And his wife answered the phone, and he said, "This is Rupert Murdoch. I want to talk to David E. Davis." And David E.'s wife said,
"Can you repeat this on the radio, the words he actually used?"
But nevertheless, David E. didn't believe that it was actually him, but it was him. And they had no formal contract. Interesting little tidbits here of automotive history. No formal real contract, but at the end, when automobile was sold, Rupert Murdoch turned around and wrote David E. a $1 million check, which he framed, and after he cashed, of course, after it came back or made a photocopy or something, he had it framed in his office. So it was a gentleman's handshake kind of situation. Those kind of things don't seem to happen too much in 2016.
No, they really don't. And he was a fascinating character, and I got to be honest with you, you know, when Automobile came out, what was that, 84, 85 is when it first came out, 86, I think. And I was very young, didn't have a driver's license, but I had always loved cars. And I was fascinated by really two people in the world at that point in reading magazines, and that was David E. and also Dennis Semonitis. Dennis used to have a column at Road and Track called Tech Core, and I used to love that Tech Core because that's where he really got into what went into the kind of stuff that I talk about today on the show, like the driving dynamics, the technology of engines, and Dennis was really the only one doing it. But then David, he got into the business aspects of cars, he got into design, he shared so much, and really, he taught me through that subscription that I got to Automobile Magazine, he taught me a lot about what I know today in the car world.
Oh, so true. Straight ahead, more with Motor Man. We're going to talk about the 2017 Cadillac XTS, the Kia Sportage for 2017, the Audi TTS, and the Lexus GSF. All that and more. That's all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Is with us, the host of the great television show, now with 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Let's talk some cars. This gentleman gets to travel around the world and test out all the cool ones and latest ones, including a new Cadillac, a 2017 Cadillac XTS. Is this an update on the...
This is actually, we're talking about the all-new, the crossover, which replaces the SRX. It's now called the XT5.
Oh, XT5.
The 5. If you look at it, you know, this is one of these cars where it almost kind of fooled me. I saw it at the LA Auto Show, which I know you were there, and mm-hmm. You walk past it real quick, and you just think it's like a mid-cycle refresh of the SRX. But then you go up to it, you start looking at it, I'm like, this looks different. Maybe it looks bigger. And then I was talking with Larry, who's one of the engineers over at Cadillac and a very good friend of the show. He's like, he's one of the first engineers I ever met doing this, one of the nicest guys you'll meet. And he walked me through all the changes. And it turns out, remember the last time you and I got together, we talked about all that light weighting that went into the CT6, the amazing light weighting that is taking a 7-series-sized car and now is 3,600 pounds. To give you an idea, that's 1,000 pounds less than a BMW 7 Series, which itself is made out of carbon fiber.
Yep.
So here, you know, this car doesn't have the price point that a CT6 does. This is, instead of being a $50,000 base price, it's a $40,000 base price. But they still have taken the laser welding and the bonding, like the way they manufacture my beloved Lotus. That manufacturing is now in a Cadillac crossover, which is incredible to me. So they've lowered the weight by over 300 pounds. They've lengthened the car. It's 2 inches longer, so there's actually a lot more room in the back. And then it's totally new engine, and, of course, it's totally new design. And I have to say, it's been perennially the number two in that segment, which, as you know, is the largest segment of crossovers in terms of luxury cars. But it's also, it's an important car for Cadillac because it's the, it is the top-selling Cadillac by a long margin. So that's why the design wasn't changed so much. That's why they kept more evolutionary instead of revolutionary.
And that certainly makes a whole lot of sense. You don't want to alienate your already healthy buyers. So that sounds like a very interesting offering. Kia continues to hit home runs. This is a car company with a very interesting story. Remember the Kias from the 1990s? Boy, oh boy, we can forget those.
Yeah, those cars, talk about politically incorrect. Those cars were only cars for credit criminals.
You had the opportunity recently to check out the 2017 Sportage. Tell us all about it.
And you know what's funny there is Kia, you're going to laugh at me. I guess anybody from Kia and Cadillac to listen is probably going to shoot me. But Kia and Cadillac are kind of looking at the same playbook. Now, we drove the Kia, the new Kia Optima, which is also a totally new car, but if you look at it, you swear it's a mid-cycle refresh. And they've gotten the same logic now in this new Kia Sportage, where what they've done is they've changed the entire construction method. So like Cadillac, they're using bonding and adhesive, so they're gluing parts together, and using less parts to make the cars lighter, to make them more efficient. Now, in the case of the Optima, they kept this very distinctive shape, which is hard to do in the mid-sized car world, but then in the Kia Sportage, they kept the same shape, but if you look at especially the front, it's a much more aggressive design. So I would argue this refresh or this redesign is much more successful, at least in my eyes. And I got to tell you, Bob, the driving dynamics with a lower weight and some of the improvements they've made into some of the actual pieces. So a lot of the pieces are there's more high-strength steel in the car, which costs more to put in a vehicle. But what they're doing is they're making it more concentrated so they use less parts. And as a result, that improves not just the efficiency, but the way the car drives. So it's no longer you buy a Kia because you have bad credit or can't afford anything better. You actually buy the Kia now for design as well as it's actually a damn good car to drive.
Very well said. Let's talk about a vehicle that I had the opportunity to drive for a week a little while back, and that's the Audi TTS. Owned an Audi. Yeah. Actually, my wife.
Yes, your wife did.
Yeah,
Corvette.
Yeah, exactly. That was before our daughter was born, that was the household.
That was back in your swinging single days, Bob.
Those days are gone. Yeah, let's talk about the TTS. As usual, beautiful looking car.
I think they did a great job with that car.
Are they using, certainly they've leaned on that 2-liter engine. It's up in the 280 horsepower range, which is a new.
Yeah, the TTS is 292 horsepower and it's 280 pound-feet of torque. And what's amazing about that engine, it's a 2-liter four-cylinder, but it develops its peak torque down at 1,900 RPM, which is incredible.
Which is great.
For such a small four-cylinder engine. And how did you like driving it?
Yeah, no, I love driving it. It's got great dynamics. It's very athletic. And the thing that I noticed, it always had a light feeling, and the Quattro system is wonderful, but for this generation of the Audi TTS, is there a lot more extensive use of aluminum? Because it certainly feels it.
Well, what's changed, and this is pervasive, it's not just Kia and Cadillac. Every car manufacturer, let's go a little high level here. Every car manufacturer has to hit a much more aggressive CAFE target, which is corporate average fuel economy requirements. So it's when they look at it, when the government, the U.S. government looks at General Motors, they don't look at just Cadillac. They look at Cadillac, Chevy, GMC, everybody as a whole, and that applies to Volkswagen Group as well. So what Volkswagen has done is something different than what Kia or Cadillac has done in that they've developed a new way to approach to building cars. So what they've done is they've built these individual toolkits. So they have this one subframe for the front. Then they have another subframe for the back. And then they have the engine pieces that can fit into the Suffering. Like, they have one type of engine that can go in there or another type of engine that can go in there. And then what they do is they give each brand, Volkswagen, Seat, Skoda, Audi, whoever, they give them the toolkit, and then Audi then has its own budget to create their own car around these parts that, frankly, you and I don't see. Let's call them the hard points. So this way, they have actually more budget to individualize the cars, and that's why the current TT, the TTS, which you drove, is so much more sporty to drive than the previous one, because the previous one was built on the exact same platform as the Golf, where now it only shares some components with the Golf. Get the difference?
It makes a whole lot of difference now that you point that out, George. And certainly it's a very rewarding car to drive. And what a great interior execution as well.
Oh, my God. You know, that interior, I would argue, is a paradigm shift for the next 50 years. What, David, just for your viewers, for your listeners, you guys should go look. It's a shameless plug for my show, obviously, but you can go look on the Audi website, too. We spent a lot of time in both the TT tech review and the TT first drive review, and we have a TTS first drive review coming up in 2 weeks where we talk about and demonstrate that it's a totally different interaction. You've got this thing called a virtual cockpit, which was actually developed by an outside firm that's based up in Silicon Valley. And what they've done is they've taken the logic, the design logic of how user experience designers and engineers apply to our smartphones or apply to computers, and they've applied it to a car dashboard. And as you experienced, I mean, tell me, didn't you notice a difference?
Oh, yeah, I mean, just the way the navigation system is integrated right into the main cluster and the Google Maps and everything else. When we come back, we'll tell folks more about it and also tell them about a hot new Lexus. The GS gets the F treatment. More with Motorman straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillip was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DINOVITE.com.
We started feeding him the Dynavite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dynavite right from the beginning, and they'll make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're back and we're having lots of fun with Motor Man, and we have a winner on the trivia question. The gentleman's name is Kyle, and Kyle has chimed in on Lamborghini. What did they manufacture before? They manufactured sports cars, supercars, exotic cars. The answer's tractors, but that's kind of the tip of the iceberg of the story. And Motorman, before we tell folks about this Lexus, why don't you tell our listeners around North America a little bit more about this interaction between Enzo Ferrari and Mr. Lamborghini?
So it was a very funny situation. You know, Ferrucci, who was a very, very, very successful industrialist in Italy at the time. So he made tractors, farm equipment, that kind of stuff. So he was a wealthy man. And so he owned many, many Ferraris. And he had experience in manufacturing, so he had gone to Enzo and gave him a list of things of how to improve the cars. And Enzo, anybody who knows cars knows that Enzo was a combustible kind of a guy. They used to call him Il Commendatore. Excuse me for bad pronunciation, but Il Commendatore, which is the, you know, he is the commandant, auf Deutsch. And that is a reason why they called him the commander. And so when the commander gets these marching orders from a guy who makes lowly farm equipment, he's like, who the F are you? There is no way I need to listen to you. If you think you're so damn smart, go and build your own stinking car. So it was only like 2 years later that Ferrucci rolls out with the 350 GT, which became the 400 GT, which I would argue is the second most iconic Lamborghini of all time, the first being the Miura, of course, which is the first car that I would argue, and I think every car guy would agree, was the first official supercar, was the Miura.
Oh, absolutely, and the Miura is celebrating 50 years this year, and talk about a timeless design. I mean, what a beautiful vehicle that is.
You know, it's funny. You and I spend a lot of time together at different events, and we've seen each other at regular new car shows, and we've seen each other at, like, the Barrett Jacksons of the world. And you know we have a very good mutual friend in common of Dave Kinney. And mm-hmm. I've been following classic cars since before there was a show. And I had all these visions, Bob, of I'm going to save me $200,000 times five, and for 200 grand, not but, like, 10, maybe 11 years ago, not even that long ago in some cases, for 200 grand you could have gotten yourself either a 959 Porsche, a 288 GTO, a Miura, And I think there are two other cars. You, for $200,000, maybe about 15, almost 20 years ago, you could have gotten yourself the first Mercedes 300 SL. Now, every one of those cars are well over $1 million. Then the Miura, the reason why I bring up the value thing, it's the last car really to get to that value. For the longest time, Muras were 200, then they went to 400, then they went to 500, then to 600, and it's only recently that they've crossed over into the million mark, which I think is amazing. Granted, it's depressing for me because, you know, at some point I'll get to this 200 mark, but then they'll be worth 2 million.
Very good. But what a car. Unbelievable. Tell us about this Lexus GS that you have had the opportunity to ring out.
Yeah, I'm driving right now. This car, you know me, I'm a weird guy. And I like Lotus. I like cars that will leave me stranded on the side of the road and they're built in the shed in the southeast of England.
But
this is obviously
too.
Not an unreliable car. This is a Toyota product. But it's made by a guy who is kind of off in the wings of the Toyota empire. His name is Yokihiko Yaguchi, and we call him Yaguchi-san, Mr. Yaguchi. And he is the chief engineer of Lexus, and he's this guy that just, okay, you know, we make reliable cars and we sell them, but the deal is I work for Toyota because you got the money so I can make my weirdo cars over here. And the Lexus GSF is one of those weirdo cars. In a world where we see nothing but forced induction like Cadillac and BMWs, now Mercedes, big V8s now with superchargers or turbochargers on them, Yaguchi-san has said, you know what, I don't want the car to sound that way, or I don't want the feel of forced induction. I want a normally aspirated V8, and that's exactly what you get in this car. Is it the fastest car in the group? No, it's not. Does it have the best driving dynamics? No, it doesn't. But the equation it offers you is it's this amazing throwback to when you had these like throaty V8s and this amazing delivery of torque from a naturally aspirated V8.
And there's nothing better than that. You just love the torque. I love the torque. You love the torque.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the pulling power, my friend. I'll show you. Are you going to be at the New York Auto Show?
I'm hoping to. Yes, I definitely
am. I'll show you pictures in New York. It's this car, and it's the one they gave me is in this like super duper neon blue, which, you know, it calls so much attention to it, which is so wrong for a Lexus, but for this car, it's so right.
Oh, that's great. I love the fact that Lexus is offering sport in their vehicles. Of course, they had their LFA supercar, which was...
That's one of those cars I got to save some money for. Cause you know what? I'm not a Lexus guy, but you mark my words. One of these days when I have a big garage and have some money, I'm going to get me an LFA. I love the sound of that car. And you and I, we could do an hour just on me describing how they manufactured the carbon fiber in that car. It was unique to that car and that car alone. It was amazing, just the manufacturer.
And I know the exhaust note on that car was tuned by Yamaha, the musical instrument company Yamaha.
Yeah.
So I mean, they really they really did their homework and really did that extraordinarily well.
And it kind of circles back here, like this car. I would argue this, like we talked about the torque for just a second. This actually has the least amount of torque in the segment. It's 389 pound-feet of torque, and it comes in very high, 4,800 RPM. But the Cadillac, as you know, is more like 600. The Mercedes is they're 500. So it's down about 100 pounds in torque. But I would argue this car is more about the sound and the feel. It's a totally different feel than anything else in the segment, and that's effectively what Yaguchi-san has made here, a different feeling of vehicle.
That is very true. I mean, and I think the availability of the F package on so many different Lexus vehicles is nothing but a positive move by the brand. For those of us who like a little bit more sport in their vehicle, if you've got to have a Lexus, and you can check that box and get the bigger wheels and bigger tires and suspensions.
It's more than the F-Sport. I would argue that Lexus is starting to put some personality in their cars. They're starting to put some swagger in their cars. And you know what I tell? It's not just the way I look at the cars. Because on the show, I never like to tell people what they can see. But if you look at the comments on some of my episodes, there are a lot of people that love the design of, say, the new RX, but there's also a lot of people that don't love it. And as our mutual friend Bob Lutz will tell you, you don't want to be everything to all people. It's kind of like you don't want to be everybody's cup of tea. You want to be one man's shot of whiskey. And I think that's what I'm trying to do.
That's a really good way of putting it. Remind our listeners around North America and around the world, as well as we have listeners all over the world joining us via GCNlive.com. I get all kinds of emails from places I can't pronounce. And
I hear you're huge in Saudi Arabia, Bob.
I definitely am, and big down under to Australia, New Zealand, and the Ukraine. For whatever reason, I get a lot of people sending me notes from that neck of the woods. But it's a global world here, and the great thing about Motorman TV is that you can look at it any place in the world. So remind everybody about all the places that they can check it out, and again, give them a little flavor for what they can expect.
I'd be happy to. So basically what we do is we take an ordinary car guy, that's me, and we put him in extraordinary situations, like some of the stuff we talked about. Like today's episode that went live, I drove a 1991 Lancia Delta Integrale HS with the design director of Cadillac. If that makes any sense to you, it's the design director of Cadillac's personal car, and he and I drove it and reviewed it together. It turns out he's a major Alfa Romeo and Lancia aficionado. So we do these interesting things on the show. And the way I like to describe it is, if you had access to any car and go anywhere you want, what would you do? And that's what Motoman TV is about. And you could find us on YouTube, just type in Motoman TV, all one word. Or around the world, you can download us for free. Our very own app, which I helped design. You can download it for free at iTunes and Google Play, and of course, follow us on Facebook.
Hi, everybody. I'm Auto World Radio host Bob Long, inviting you to check out our title sponsors for all of our great North American International Auto Show coverage recently in Detroit. It's the Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Visit www.rcwa.net for benefits, insurance, wealth management, or financial strategies. The Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.